Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
All right. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. Got a two-hour set ahead of us as Jake couldn't make it for Global Grooves, which is normally during this time slot. And again, most other weeks, I heavily encourage you to tune in at this time to check out his show. It's some good stuff. You just heard Folsom Prison Blues from Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison, which is kind of incredible to think about that musicians were doing that back in the 60s, but good stuff on his part. And so we got a bit of a fun set today. I'm gonna be honest, I had originally game planned for an hour set, and then Jake said he couldn't make it, so now I have 2 hours, and things got shifted around a little bit, but we're gonna stick with the theme. It's just gonna be a little bit more sporadic. So I had originally planned for my show to do a country, western, bluegrass, folk type set, because I hate people who say, oh, I listen to everything except for country. You just haven't heard good country music. And I'm not talking about butt country, the current stuff that, you know, gets top 40 play. That's garbage. I'm talking about this old outlaw country type stuff. And so we got a lot of that. And then I kind of just sprinkled in some stuff that I've been listening to on the side that I thought kind of fit. And yeah, that's going to be it for the 2 hours. And I'm excited. I got a lot of really good stuff coming up, a lot of fun music. And yeah, so in the background, of course, we have Circles Around the Sun, as always, and we're going to get back into it. I'm going to play songs like a few at a time today, give myself a little bit of break from talking, especially because I'm going to go on some extended talking periods on the show, because I got a lot to say. A lot happened this week, and yeah, should be fun. So we got some more country music up next. I tried to keep all the country kind of in blocks together, and yeah. I hope you all enjoy, and let's get back to the music.
Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Roll down the bio. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Fountain knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memory mind in the wetness of its soul. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind and leaving heart you left so cold. Whiskey river, take my mind. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me. I'm drowning in a whiskey river, mind in the wetness of it so. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind and leaving the heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Take care of me.
Shady Grove. I wish I had needle and thread, fine as I could sew. So that pretty gal to my side and down the road I'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. I come here to marry. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove.
Things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Berry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Willie Waylon and boy. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and between Hank Williams' pain songs and Jerry Jeff's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
All right, so I hope you all enjoyed that first little block of country music. We had first Jambalaya on the Bayou by Hank Williams, and then Whiskey River by Willie Nelson, then Shady Grove by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, and then Lukenbach, Texas by Waylon Jennings featuring Willie Nelson. Oh, wow, okay, my background music is lagging. Yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of fun listening to this kind of music, and my dad kind of nailed it on the head. I'm preparing for a little trip down south. later this week to New Orleans for spring break, my buddy's 21st birthday. And yeah, that song Jambalaya on the Bayou, I remember hearing that my freshman year because his Spotify playlist is named P-Rog Down the Bayou from the line in that song. All right, it seems like we're not going to have background music for the time being because WMFO's Wi-Fi is terrible. But yeah, so that was the first little segment of country music. We got some Dead up next. Particularly, I played something from this DP release a couple weeks ago. I think I played the... I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I played the Weather Report Suite. That's what it was. And this is how they open it. This is, of course, from Providence, Rhode Island, 1974. They open it with this killer China Cat Sunflower jam, which takes up first about, I don't know, 15 minutes of the album or so. And it's real cool because they have Mind Left Body Jam smack dab in the middle between China Cat and I Know You Rider. For those of you who don't know, Mind Left Body Jam is kind of a name they gave to this specific sort of series of chords that, you know, takes on different feelings in a lot of the songs they use. They don't really play it for a set time, just kind of like whenever they're feeling like it, they'll throw it in. And it normally was ending Dark Stars at the time in 1974. But they decided to kind of change it up and throw it in the middle here of this China Cat jam, which is really, really cool. And it sounds great. And I was kind of hunting around for my favorite China Cat rider this weekend. And I think I landed on this one. It's either this or Europe 72, but this one's special and it's a little bit out there. So yeah, we're going to play this. Do a little PSA, and then we'll get into some Oscar talk, I think. But yeah, this is a China Cat Rider from June 26, 1974. Enjoy. Thank you.
cause you can't make it through a lace. Bandana like a one, I just shit like a dove, and I jet a leaf of all colors, plays a golden string bit up to a double. Thank you.
Alright, so that was China Cat Rider from June 1974 in Providence, Rhode Island. Bass was too heavy for in here, I had the speakers shaking. But now we're gonna get into some Oscar talk, and I have our music director, Anna, here to help with that. Somebody left the board all messed up. Alright, here we go, should be on.
Hello, yeah.
So, what'd you think?
I had to do an event, so I was there from like 8 to 11:15 because I left early and I was like, why is this? Okay, so first of all, they were behind, so like they tried to rush it and it was still like,
yeah. My favorite was from one of like the costume designers, like somebody was speaking and then another woman came up to start talking and they just immediately played the music.
No, the way they muted her, like that was so messed up.
It's pretty,
I remember
bad.
That and also like, what do you think about the performances music related?
I don't know why it was all white people doing Natu Natu. I thought that was kind of weird.
I'm saying, I mean, the movie was about like colonial India.
Yeah, I know, but if the scene from the actual movie is like a good mix of like South Asian dancers and like white people getting involved, I don't know. They should just show the scene from the movie because that's like the best. Yeah. It might be my favorite scene for anything. All
I mean,
year,
they needed to do it live, but also like, yeah. When who announced it? Who announced? Was it Janelle?
I might have been.
No, when they announced it, she just said RRR. I was like, the song is Natu Natu. Like,
I was bouncing between the actual broadcast and the Tim Heidecker 10th annual Oscar special broadcast.
Okay.
So I wasn't paying full attention until.
Are you
the
going
very
to that
end.
Show?
Is he coming here?
Yeah, ballroom. I'm pretty sure.
No shot.
I'm pretty sure.
If he is, I'm gonna be
it.
There.
Okay. Well, like Melissa, people are talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the main thing that really got to me was the All Quiet on the Western Front.
I'm saying,
which is a
like,
terrible movie.
Raise your hand. Type in the DJ chat if you watched that movie, because I didn't.
I don't think anybody did.
I'm saying, like, for being quiet on the Western Front, I don't think it was quiet enough at least for the ceremony. Like, the boom. Boom,
so
like,
the best foreign movie of the year didn't even get nominated.
Which
Decision to Leave, South Korean film,
yeah,
really really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also the best edited movie.
What's
of the year.
Director for that?
Bong Joon-ho.
Oh, okay. Is it?
I always get him and somebody else confused. Nope, I was wrong. It was.
Bull.
Oh man.
Racist.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh, I'm getting a call. Oh boy.
Do you know how to pick it up?
Yeah, I do. It was dropped.
Dang.
Yeah, it was Park Chan-wook. I don't know. I think the main thing... I'm happy for Everything Everywhere All at Once. I don't think it was the best movie of the year. I think either Tar or Banshees was. But
whatever. I liked it.
I'm happy for Michelle Yeoh. I'm happy for K.H. Kwan.
Because of her legs, like, she is already so big in Asia. Like, you know. Man. But also, like, Jamie. I don't know how I felt about that Jamie.
That was the token legacy award for somebody who's been in the industry for, like, 40 years. They've never
given
an Oscar
to. Okay, but, like, if we're going to say that, like, What's her name? The Black Panther.
Angela Bassett?
Yeah. She's been in the industry for so long.
Yeah.
Why didn't she get it? I don't know.
I think it should have been Stephanie Soo.
I'm saying.
She was probably the best performance in that movie.
Exactly. Because, you know, Michelle was, like, very much... Like, she's been... But, like, Jamie... Like, she was in the movie for, like...
Five minutes.
Exactly! Like... They're like, oh, it's because she's been in the industry and she hasn't gone. It's because her parents. That's my theory.
I mean, Janet Leigh was incredible. Janet Leigh was great.
Yeah, I mean, like she is the original Nipple Baby.
Yeah, that's true.
And like Hollywood darling or whatever.
Trying to think of what else really annoyed me last night.
Babylon? Did you watch Babylon?
I loved Babylon.
Oh my God.
It was stupid. It scratches that same itch that like Speed Racer does of just like, oh, this is like visual overload for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and like very interesting movie to watch.
Some really good sequences in it that are tied
together. 3 hours. I'm not watching that.
I had nothing to do over break and my friend got me a ticket, so I was like, yeah, I'll go see it.
You watch it live?
No, I saw it in theater, yeah.
Oh, I mean like in theaters.
Yeah, it was great.
Avatar?
Shouldn't have been nominated for Best Picture. It was good.
I mean, I'm not surprised it won Best Visuals or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it took like 10 years to animate all that stuff. I'm not surprised.
I mean, like, yeah, the visuals were nice. That's the only part I enjoyed about the movie, really.
I had fun. I think the best way I described it was I said to one of my friends, like, yeah, that wasn't my favorite thing ever, but I will gladly buy a ticket every 2 years to go sit and watch one of those.
Every 2 years, I don't know. But, like, I enjoyed the 3D and, like, the visuals, you know?
I couldn't do it in 3D. It just gives me too much of a headache.
Oh, so you watch it, like, just plain?
Yeah, I saw it in, like, Dolby or whatever.
That's crazy.
It was fine.
It was a fine watching experience.
The main takeaways from the Oscars this year is that if you act in a fat suit, you're still gonna win Best Actor.
And it wasn't even makeup. It was not.
No, it won makeup too.
No, it did, but like they didn't use any real makeup. It was literally special effects, which is like.
Was it actually?
Yes, that's like their whole thing is that. Oh, it's the first time they used digital technology to achieve this effect.
Oh man, and everything I've heard about the whale makes me just not want to watch it.
I'm saying. So. And yeah, that's about my take.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know. It was fine. I've seen worse Oscars, I've seen better Oscars. Real. But at the same time, I really don't care because they don't watch the movies. If you want my picks, go watch Tar, go watch Banshees of Inisherin, don't watch Triangle of Sadness or Top Gun or All Quiet on the Western Front. Elvis was a dark horse too. I really liked Elvis, even though I don't know. I kind of hate Baz Luhrmann, but I loved Elvis. So yeah, that's the Oscar talk. Todd Field robbed, Steven Spielberg robbed. And yeah, that's my take. We're going to get back into the music, so we're reaching the end of hour one, and I got some more country for you to round out this hour. Starting off with some John Bryan. Enjoy.
The hard way to go. just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them there buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
Thank you. the morning, I'll always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet down of dawn.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
All right, hello, and this is Harrison. You have been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this has been the first hour of Stranger Waves, normally Global Grooves featuring Jake, which I heavily encourage you to check out. And we are now moseying on into hour two of Stranger Waves. You just heard three excellent songs. First, Angel from Montgomery by John Prine off of his self-titled debut. Catfish John by Olden and the Way. And Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. So if you haven't heard that self-titled John Prine album, it's really something special. I mean, Angel from Montgomery is probably my favorite song off of it, but I could really pick from about six or seven. It's just consistently great, and you should really go check it out. And his life was pretty tragic if you read.